Vipantes and Bikuni, dear spiritual friends, I'm very happy to be here this morning. Happy Vesak to all of you. This is the month in Buddhist calendar, very holiest month, Vesak, Vesak. One thing we have to think, according to teaching of the Buddha, his teaching gives us so many hopes. The teaching of the Buddha never going to lose our life or confuse. There's a big difference from some other teachings. In other words, he always teach us depending on within, not depending on without. You came to here, to this spiritual center, depending on within, through meditation, through understanding. This mind-body connection, we know how powerful. But now, as a good practitioner, you already realize no matter how much we treat to this physical body, body is never going to listen to you. Body go its own way. No matter how much you spend, how many time, how many hours you spend to treat and keep this body, no, it goes its own way. But this mind, we guarantee you, I guarantee you, teaching the Buddha guarantee you, treat very well, the mind will listen to you, not this body. Therefore, keep one determination and hope from this month. I'm teaching not only for you, to myself too. We should think, okay, all the way up to now, I treated very well this physical body, but still I have discomforting and unpleasant sensation and thing here and there. Therefore, I have to do something else to fix my problem. That is what Buddha taught, to closer and near to dear to your mind than this body. In my own experience too. And that means when you treat very well your mind, that other way to keep your body relaxed and comfortable way too. To do this, we have to have a very important tool in teaching the Buddha. You may already be familiar with the word sati, S-A-T-I, sati. Sati means mindfulness. It is easy to deal with, work with visible things in this world, right? If something visible, object, easy to see and work with, because we can see from our naked eyes. If something invisible, it is very hard to deal with. Like what? Electricity cannot see, cannot touch, but very powerful. If you want to work with electricity, what we have to do? What we have to have? Very ancient tool, mindfulness, right? To work with electricity, you have to have only one tool, very ancient, no new one, to work with electricity. Likewise, in our mind also invisible. Cannot see, cannot touch, no any tools to find out how look like it. But there's only one tool Buddha taught, that is sati or mindfulness. Then, to work in our invisible mind, this ancient tool, mindfulness, is the remedy, the cure. For physical comfort, you know more than me, we have every day new medication, new medicine, new. For mind, only one medicine, and that also not new, very ancient, mindfulness. See the difference? Therefore, we all have together have some kind of hopes to, I'm going to continuously cultivate my mind, no matter how the world shaking or how the world imbalanced. But my mind never going to be keep in balance. This is what Buddha's teaching. Another important two words Buddha used, anusotagami, patisotagami, two Pali words. Anusotagami means, you may hear in this society saying, going with the flow, right? Going with the flow. But here means complete different. Anusotagami means going low river. Like what? We use our senses like a slave. Okay, whatever, go ahead, enjoy, and go shopping, spend, and temptation. That's called go according to the river. Now we know what happened. We do the thing because other people do. I want to do what others do. Finally, we had flooding and stocking, so many problems. But Buddha, what he advised to us, don't go anusotagami or low river, patisotagami instead, against the current. This is the thing you're doing here, to go against the current. See how wonderful it is, as a good human being. Against the current means you're trying to minimize your attention, your worries, anxieties, to reduce your worries, doubt, uncertainty by going against the current. That means desire, attachment, temptation. There is no other way to overcome our difficulties and problems. Determination and mindfulness. If you know other tools, please let me know. I would like to follow you too. Other than mindfulness or sati. But I don't think so. And therefore, see how wonderful the Buddha nature, how beautiful his teaching. He's so kind. He so kindly taught to overcome this problem through your own emancipation, through your own effort and mindfulness. Therefore, we should not deal with our negative emotions all the time, because we never get any benefit for our life. And in this century, now you already tired with all other stuff, right? Physically, mentally tired. My question too, if everything so developed, highly developed, like I can get my lunch here, my dinner Singapore, my breakfast in Sri Lanka, like that. Very closer, closer, closer. But people are away from the happiness. That's the question. Because reason why, we ignore our mind. We ignore this invisible power. Now it's time to close to your own mind. Siddhartha Gautama Buddha also did same thing. He sat under the tree in this monk 25 centuries ago in northern India. He sat without any support from external world, without any advice from external world. He said he looked after his own mind, meditated like this, and very happy and mindfully, finally he realized the truth, wisdom, all the comfort within himself. We too had to follow same way. If you're looking something from external world, the teaching of Buddha, no guarantee. If something within is guaranteed. And to overcome our difficulties, problems, we have to stay with it. Right? Now you are very much familiar with the Blue Lotus temple, right? Because you used to come regularly here. When you came here very first time, you may be a bit confused, oh, what kind of place, after convert from Unitarian to the Buddhist and how it looked like, a little something confused. But now no more, because you are very familiar with this place. Likewise, we have to family with our emotions, especially with our negative emotions. But we know always we family with our positive emotions, right? If negative emotions, we try to hide, we try to reject, we try to throw away. Then what happened? More and more unhappy. Therefore, Buddha advised, family with all our emotions, no matter pleasant or unpleasant, then it is easy to deal with. Is it easy to deal with? Therefore, because there is no such thing pleasant or unpleasant in this world. What do you think? No. Because both are changing. It looks like two sides of the coins. Pleasant coming, existing and passing away. Unpleasant thing, same thing. Then how we can react? How we can hold? In other words, without letting go, no Buddha nature, no teaching of the Buddha. I have my own forest monastery. In this time, we are going to visit the forest monastery in Sri Lanka. It's 7 acres, a lot of monkeys. And I had a dog who chasing every monkey when I'm meditating. It's very fun to see. And the monkeys behave, you know, we have a lot of coconuts too. Coconut shell, little hole. If something inside, monkeys want to grab the thing, but they can't pull out because they don't want to lose their hand like that. Finally, they want to make that coconut shell. We too, if you want to release all the pain, discomfort, and unhappiness and insulting thing, then we have to let go. If someone insulting you, that's their problem. I had to let go that with them. If you reacting, you both are same boat. That's we have. It's very hard in the society, in the workplace. But why you come to here? To realize the true nature within you and to take this powerful energy for your day-to-day life. Otherwise, it don't make sense. That's why I mentioned at the very beginning, we have to have satya mindfulness all the time. If someone insulting you, criticizing you, you're putting down, be mindful. Don't talk at the moment, because most, I can say 99 problems, person problems come to life from where? From here. From a mouth, yes? Words, yes. Therefore, now we know this tongue, how soft, very soft. That's why since we came to this world, it's still no problem. The tongue is there because we are very mindful about our tongue. But the soft tongue consider as a boneless weapon. Boneless weapon, if you are not mindful about it, our special our speed. Therefore, whatever, whoever saying, wherever, just accept. Okay, someone testing my patience, someone looking my goodness. Oh, thank you. By mind, like a mantra said, not by word, no. And then you are the person who are going to win the problems. Thankful to everybody. Otherwise, no opportunities, right? To practice, no object. Now you are here, easy to be, deal with Bhante Sujata, and easy to work with Bhikkhuni Vimala, because they are so kind, very nice, all the smiling way. But when you go to society, it's very hard, like 5 fingers. Then think about how wonderful Now, in this society, there are so many testers. We have to thank God. One day I flew from Tampa Airport to the Detroit, a long time ago, on flight northwest. When plane landed in the Detroit Airport, everybody standing until the door going to open. Someone says, "Are you Muslim?" I don't know to whom he addressed. I thought maybe to me. I thought, "No, I'm Buddhist monk." And then he said, "I don't believe in religion." I said, "Me either." And then he asked me, "What is your religion?" I said, "My religion is humanity and compassion." And the doors opened, that 30-year-old guy, he came, he approached, said, "I'm so sorry, I'm a very nasty guy, I'm so sorry." I said, "That's all right." And we walked and talked, and we departed. Again, I met him at the downstairs. I said to him, "Definitely will be, you was my brother in my previous life. Otherwise, we're not going to meet in second time." And we talk again nicely and we separated. Therefore, everywhere possibility is to practice our good dharma. Therefore, whatever happening, don't react right away. Just be mindful and stay without saying anything. Tie up your lips and stay like a stone or a tree. This is the why we have to practice here, right? And take with the energy in our day-to-day life. I think more than enough, this Vaisakha month, I think we all together think about how important our life. And also think about, sometimes we talked last night with him, and I know him when he was 9 years, not 10, when I was 9 years old. A little boy, I was the Sunday school teacher, I taught him. Even that time he was a drama master. and you can see something here. This is the burning thing, because we had a drama in the Vaisantara Jataka, Buddha's last Bodhisattva life story, and he wanted to be Brahmin with the long, what called beard, and he put some kind of a strong gum. That's why it's still the burn sign. And he was 9 years old. We talked last night. Now I can't do what he doing. Now he will be 46 in few months, but he look like 16, 17. What I said to him, because of previous karma, he continuously, he did this Bodhisattva path. That's why even in this life, he continuing. No one cannot stop it. Everybody personally, it's very hard. Our habits. Therefore, sometime maybe someone come to your life, angry person, but you have to hanging with the person all this time. Then you have to think, "Oh, this is my karma. Maybe previous life you live together. Therefore, I have to be work with him or her mindfully, because we all are interconnected. Therefore, is we cannot reject, but we have to work with mindfulness. And you are so fortunate having him in this place to practice this beneficial dharma. Again, think about your life, how wonderful, how precious. We as a monk and nun, we are not kind of preachers. We are kind of teachers, but we are not only teach. We sitting like you, and we try to understand more and more through meditation. And therefore, we all are interconnected. Therefore, we have so compassion toward yourself as our family members. We know you have same thing. And again, to overcome our difficulties and emotions, there is only one tool, that is mindfulness. No other way. Sati. Mindfulness. When you're driving, we know it's the most difficult thing. You want to pass there quickly the light, but we know how dangerous. Likewise, if someone going to say something badly or a nasty way, whatever, just be mindful and think, oh, this is red light. I shouldn't move. I had to wait until green comes. Then other person going to slow it down because you are not responding. Then easy to work with. You can sleep very well then too. Other person has some feel different. Oh gosh, I did such a bad thing to him or her. Therefore, no reaction whatsoever in teaching on the Buddha. No reaction. Why? Everything rising and falling. Everything rising and falling. Our life is too short, uncertain. Therefore, it is better to live now, mindfully and happily. If I ask question for all of you, what are you looking for in your life? There's only one answer I know for sure. What are you looking for in your life? Happiness, peace, inner peace. Ask the same question from all over the world, same answer they will say. Then where is the happiness, comfort in here? How we can find? Again, state our mind like how Buddha did. State your own mind. But unfortunately, we ignore our mind, right? Because it's invisible. If our mind is situated in our shoulder somewhere, then we will take care of it very well. But it is invisible. But remember again, invisible forces are so powerful than visible things. And we are so lucky, fortunate to be born as a human being. Not only that, we have still opportunity, because still in the Buddha era, still we have good teachers, still have good facilities, then we have to use it. What Buddha's compassionate last advice, oh my disciple, I'm going to say to you, this is a rare opportunity born as a human being. Practice this beneficial Dharma meditation, or don't regret in your life the later. Because we are trying to postpone everything, right? So I heard from Maya, oh, I don't have time to eat, I don't have time to sleep, I don't have time to do anything. But no one cannot say, I don't have time to breathe, or I don't have time to die. See, that's why we have to think mindfully. Again, this spiritual path will be, it's not easy way. This is a very battlefield, big battlefield. But again, remember the word Patisotagami, against the current. Then you are the person who is going to be a real joyful person in this world. No fear and worry. No uncertainty. You are ready for anything because you cultivate your mind. You're going to be like a bird, no much attachment. And think those few simple things. You also reminding and thinking all the time to be happy and to use this human life in a meaningful way until leave from this earth. Otherwise, you may say, I accumulate this and this thing, finally, nothing here. Therefore, we have to accumulate from here. They have saying, whatever you accumulate by hand, we have to give up. Whatever we accumulate from here, we are going to take with us. From today, tomorrow, next week, next year, life to life. A good energy. I would like to recommend one book, a reason that Bhante translated into another language. Some of you already maybe read the book called Many Life, Many Masters, something. Yeah, Many Life, Many Masters. And he explained through real experiment how our good habits or bad habits go life to life. in our day-to-day life. Very, very good book. I think enough much for talk, and thank you patience and compassion, and may all the blessings be with you in the Vesak month. May all your good wishes fulfill according to your wish. Good health, happiness, longevity, tranquility, and most importantly, equanimity. May Buddha bless you. So,
thank you so much, Bhakti.